this parsha and the whole third chumash of the Sefer Torah starts with Vayikra, Vayikra el Moshe. What is so significant about Vayikra el Moshe that we have to start, name a whole Sefer after it? So the Medrash brings down one opinion, that it's to teach us the importance of Derech Eretz. That we learn from here that a Talmid Chacham she'ein badeya nevela tov imenu, a Talmid Chacham who doesn't have proper, who doesn't have the seichel to act properly is worthless, because Moshe didn't just make himself a balabas and walk in and out of the Olmo whenever he wanted. He waited until he was called by Hashem and had good midos, that you wait until someone calls you before you barge in on them. So let's teach us midos of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi here, however, quotes a different medrash, that it's to teach us the chiba of Hashem for Moshe. L'chol dibros chol amirs chol tzivuyim kadma kriya lashon chiba, etc. Right? That Hashem, unlike Bilam, who Hashem was not Kori first because he gave him a nevuah without chiba, Hashem had such love for Moshe that before he just stopped talking to him, he called him. He expressed his desire to be close with him. And it's like, you know, if I want to give someone a message, I could just stop and give him a message. That's how Hashem talked to Bilam. Or I could say, can we schmooze? Can we spend some time together? Can we put our arm around their shoulder? And that way I'm giving the same message, but I'm giving it in the context of a special loving relationship and not just stop communicating information. That is Rashi's pshat on Vayikra. It's just interesting then that Rashi, that was the first Rashi. In the second Rashi, Rashi says, he quotes another Medrash, Yachol afla sakos ha'isakriya, tamalomar v'idaber l'dibor ha'isakriya v'lo laf sakos. Vayikra Moshe, v'idaber Hashem elav. Right? Hashem called Moshe and spoke to him. And the diuk of Chazal is that Hashem only called Moshe to speak to him. But for the hafsakos, the paragraph breaks by the parshas Psuchos and Stumos, which were very important for Moshe to have time to sit in and contemplate and digest. There was no kriya for the paragraph breaks. So here it's a very strange chazal. Like, what's the philosophical significance of the fact? I understand the kriya. Hashem had a special chibur for Moshe. He didn't just stam give him information. It was in the context of a loving relationship and be mekarev him. But why is it significant? There's no kriya for that paragraph breaks. Okay, so hard to know. But I once heard a very beautiful drash from Rosh Yeshiva Rav Amital, who said that there's the Vayikra. Vayikra means the feeling of spirituality, right? There's a call. I feel like a connection to above, a feeling of spirituality. And then Vayidaber says, the feeling of spirituality is very, very crucial. If you just have Vayidaber without the Vayikra, then you end up being Bilam, right? That's called academic study, that you can learn a lot of information. But if it's not in the context of a feeling of hiskarvus and inspiration, then that's not Torah. That's study. But, says, on the other hand, L'dibra is a kriya, so l'olav sakos. A kriya, feeling of inspiration, of being called, of going up l'mala, when is that significant? If it then leads to a dibra. If then you learn Torah, and you understand Hashem's tzivoy, and you take that, and you learn from it what Hashem has to say to you, and what your mitzvahs are, that you have to go out and fulfill in the world. For Afsaka, if there's no content of Torah and mitzvos, of being out there to know what Hashem commands me and go out and do it, then there's no kriya. A feeling of inspiration, a feeling of closeness and going up to heavens, that doesn't then lead to what does Hashem have to say to me in terms of tachlis, halachic obligations, and how can I go fulfill those mitzvos, is worthless. There's no kriya without dibros. That's just empty spirituality. Dibur without kriya is mere cold academic study. But kriya without dibur is empty spirituality, which then could turn into misguided spirituality. Rather, vayikra, vayidaber, when we learn, the learning has to come from a feeling of iskarvus to Hashem, as much as we should strive. The learning should come with a feeling of inspiration and spirituality. But remember, inspiration and spirituality could easily be just a game and a feeling and a chavaya. If it's just, whoa, I'm feeling inspired, I'm up in heavens. True Torah, true religious inspiration, spirituality, is one that leads to a vayidaber, that from that spirituality inspiration, I take out of that a renewed commitment that I am going to dedicate myself more to knowing exactly what Hashem wants me to do and to doing it in my life. And then that's true spirituality when you have the feelings and translate that feelings into practical commitment and Torah and mitzvos. That's exactly what Hashem wants from us. Vayikra Moshe, vayidaber Hashem elav. Shabbat shalom.